In the area of the vexed question of match previews, everyone knows the optimum time to digest the Sunday papers is not Sunday morning at all, but Sunday night. It's only then that run-of-the-mill works assume a level of fascination they could never, ever otherwise achieve in advance of the throw-in. O'Rourke said we wouldn't get the 112 that's needed to win a match, you muse, as you silently count up who exactly got the 215. Or, I see your man McGoldrick in the Sunday World had it that we were porous at the back. I think he'll find 0-6 conceded is not exactly the work of a sieve. But he never liked us, that fella. Sure, he's from Sligo. He'd have reason not to. Or is it Leitrim again? One of the great anomalies of the match-previewing world is that the only ones who read them beforehand are the very people who go to enormous pains to deny they ever cast an eye on the public prints in the first place, namely the players and the managers. The pee is still rattling in the whistle when a manager confronts a camera to tell us, we shut a few people up today. But look, what people say doesn't bother me in the slightest. I don't even read the papers. A quick trip to the dressing room reveals the aforementioned O'Rourke and McGoldrick columns have joined the Believe, Trust and Now motivational posters in wallpapering the place. Pity, if you can, those earnest, dutiful match previewers assembling their thoughts all week long, working through the night, pangour bonds, deploying waiting mechanisms to make sense of the slim line of form, unfurling their arguments far and against with the stenographer's diligence, before finalising on a verdict, Kerry by 3. Only to find that fewer than 200 people every week read them at the right time, and all of that 200 purely to find fault. You see, match previewers, unlike the teams they preview, simply can't win. Their work is only ever quoted in the pejorative. When is the last time a woman, or indeed a man for that matter, sidled up to you in your local and inquired if you'd read the cracking preview in the Irish Times? Your man Morden got it spot on. A right shrewd fellow, I'd say. So, what are we to do at all with this grave problem? In these times of economic penury, I'm loath to offer up any hostages to fortune in the HR department. But really, do we need match previewers at all? I propose a more interactive approach, whereby the writer outlines the reasons why Team A can win, why Team B can win, why Team A can lose, and why Team B can lose. Run them all down the page there in full technicolour detail with little tick boxes alongside. The reader could then sit back and scribble in their own little correct or incorrect signs, tot it all up, and arrive at their own conclusion. This weekend, for example, you'd have Kerry to win because A, they're Kerry, B, Cork are All-Ireland champions, and C, it's in Killarney. Oh, and D, Gooch. You'd have Cork to win because A, it's only Munster. You'd have Kerry to lose because A, Galvin is out. And you'd have Cork to lose because A, they're All-Ireland champions. So on, so forth. What a joyous exploration, all leading you to your own customised verdict. If nothing else, it'd make it more difficult on managers to hunt down their critics, doubters and naysayers. A little something for everyone. And in the times that are in it, what could be wrong with that?